On this third day of the octave of Christmas, we celebrate the feast of a saint that is very, very special, first of all to our Lord himself, but also to the whole church. It is a feast of St. John, the beloved disciple, the apostle and evangelist, who wrote the Gospel and the last book of the Holy Bible, the book of the Apocalypse, and his epistles. St. John was the cousin of our Lord and the brother of St. James, who was the first to be killed of all the apostles after he came back from Spain to the Council of Jerusalem. And St. John was the last apostle to die, being perhaps over 100 years old when he died in the beginning of the second century. In addition, it was to St. John that our Lord commended his Holy Mother at the foot of the cross. "Son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son." And from that hour on, he took her into his own. And so, a very, very, very special apostle, the beloved disciple, who loved Jesus the most. Now, at the time of the Passion and the Crucifixion, St. John the Evangelist was probably only still a teenager. And so he was very beloved to our Lord, who loves youth and the young and the children, particularly because they belong to him in a very, very special way. And so he was very exceptional in these ways. He suffered martyrdom, but did not die. When he was apprehended in Rome, he was condemned to be boiled in oil. And so outside of the city gate, which is still there and known as a place of the martyrdom of St. John, a big cauldron was placed on the fire, and oil filled it, and St. John, who was already old at that time, was dipped into the burning oil. But what happened was, instead of being killed by it, when they pulled him out, he was young again. It did not kill him. It did not burn him. It probably did hurt him, because suffering is necessary in life. But he was made young again and was able to live several decades more after this, when he died in probably the island of Patmos in the eastern Mediterranean. So today we honor a very, very, very special apostle and disciple of our Lord. And so our Lord hails him as his beloved disciple. And St. Peter asks him, is he going to die, or is he going to live till you return? And our Lord said, "What is it to you? He will live as long as I wish him to live. But nevertheless, that is not for you to know." In other words, he said, in a very elegant Greek way, or Aramaic way, "Mind your own business." And so St. Peter was quiet. Now, of course, we know that St. John did die, but not till our Lord himself said that he was ready to die. So we pray to him today to fill us with his love for our Lord and for his mother, that we too may join him in eternity when our time comes to leave this earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.